T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We met this morning. It was our first opportunity to get together since the game professionally. And like I outlined for the team, quite frankly, it's probably the most important film session of the year for us, because we kind of set a trajectory for expectations and the spirit in which we study tape. We study tape for one reason and one reason only: to get better, to improve for the next time we step into a stadium. So we critique it in that spirit. We can't be thin-skinned and defensive and so forth. And so we talked openly about those things collectively before we broke down into smaller groups and dissected the video. That being said, man, I thought there was some real positive things and obviously some things that need to be improved upon. You know, I think the biggest thing about when you step into a stadium for the first time is how you utilize this morning's tape experience to be our guide in terms of how we work, specifically how we spend the rest of our time up here, the drills that we do and the focus of those drills and the allocation of people within those drills. You know, I've often said, when you guys ask me about the matchups that we ask for in drills, that, man, we're just looking at people and trying to get a sense of what people can do and matched up against a variety of people. Now that we've been in the stadium, man, those selections of people and those matchups within drills are more pointed. As time gets short, man, we're going to get more deliberate in terms of the positions that we put people in. And we acknowledge that once you start stepping in stadiums, your opportunity to state a case for a role and an establishment of those roles get tighter. So you'll feel that as we work. Specifically about some of the play, I thought generally the quarterback play was positive. All three guys, I thought, made a good accounting of themselves in stadium, handled some of the game situational things above the line, did a great job of communicating and even executing in some situational ball scenarios relatively well. We got growth, obviously, in a lot of areas. You know, I thought we did some good things. I thought the general hustle and finish was above the line, largely in all three phases. I'm sure everybody's got questions about Devin Bush's performance. I thought it was a very solid performance. It was really kind of reminiscent for me of Ryan Shazier's first home preseason game a number of years ago in terms of production and getting around and making a number of plays. But he's going to continue to write his story in terms of growth and development and usefulness and role within this group, not only in 2019 but beyond. He's got to roll his sleeves up and go back to work like the rest of them. I'm excited about getting back out on the field and doing that with them today. It's been a number of days. But I'll open it up for questions about the football element of where we are. You know, we're in the process of developing a plan there. It's in place. I just don't wish to discuss the intimate details. I just don't believe that that's appropriate at this time. It's a contusion. That being said, I don't know that he'll be participating today. We'll continue to address injury situations the way that we always do in training camp style. You know, we got a lot of guys working their way back on the grass today. I think the only guys I anticipate maybe not participating are Joe Hayden and Pouncey. Christian has got a soft tissue injury sustained in game. Maybe DeCastro, who's got a little training camp-like soreness. I think a lot of the guys that have missed time would at least be working in a partial capacity today, at least that's the information that I have as I sit here.
Mike,
Like you mentioned, a lot of that and some of that was partially due to injury, maybe not in game, but maybe, you know, sufficient work leading up to game performance. So I wouldn't necessarily call it a departure from philosophy, but it was what was appropriate based on, you know, current variables. I don't get into the details. He's day to day, man. He'll be back out probably sooner rather than later. I thought he did some solid things. You know, he's done some solid things out here playing on the outside. I think just a description of his performance and contributions to this point, I think, have been really solid. I think his versatility is really showing. I think he's been above the line outside and inside, and I think that's useful for him in terms of earning and establishing a role and obviously useful for us. I think we're going to continue to determine that, as particularly as we get in stadium action. You know, the work out here is football-like, but not football. We've got 3 other weeks of action awaiting us, and so we'll continue to work him and others and establish an opinion there. You know, it looked a little big for him at times. And, you know, we talked openly about that today. And that's what I mean when I say that we're going to be really transparent. It's a big business day for us. But I also told every member of the team not to overanalyze performances. You know, Justin Lane is a very young guy who stepped in the stadium for the first time and had an opportunity to start and start against an NFL starting quarterback. Because of injury and lack of availability of others, maybe not necessarily because of what he did to get in that spot. Such is life in football, and particularly in football this time of year. I'm sure it was going to be valuable experience for him, but not necessarily a positive experience for him. You also take another young guy like Ulysses Grant, who made a lot of splash plays, but I pointed out to the team those plays were made between play 80 and 89 defensively. So the people that he was on the field with were not the quality of people that Justin Lane was on the field with. So we better not read too much into quality of performance. We all better just keep our heads down and keep working. And that's what the group intends to do, Justin Lane included. Oh, gosh. A slip. It slipped. You know how it is. I got a lot going on. Ask Boz. It's a lot of guys playing well. But as I mentioned earlier, against various levels of competition. And so those that have performed well in the groups that they were running with, maybe this week, they get an opportunity to see if they can sustain that level of performance against, you know, stiffer competition. That's what I mean when I say that we're going to get more deliberate in terms of the situations that we put people in based on some things that we learned from in-stadium action, just to see if it's real, just to challenge people, just to continue to gather information about what's appropriate in terms of developing 53. I'm not getting into the intimate details of that. That's how we function. You know, they played well. We're excited about getting some others out that missed time. So we're just going to keep working. But I like the accounting that those guys made of themselves. Very. Very. He has NFL resume and tape. All the things that you just mentioned and others, a high level of consistency and play, to look like a guy that's been a lap around the track like we're asking of all guys moving into their second year. Some good moments, some less than good moments, like all positions. We'll keep working.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.